Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur where we presented the chakira about the mitzvah of the tamid being the first and last korbanos of the day. And we wanted to know what the pshat is. Is it pshat that it's a din in the karban, tamid, that it has to be first, last, or din in the other korbanos that they should not precede the tamid or go after the tamid? And we also asked if it's a mitzvah asay, because it's a din in the tamid. It's a lav abba mechlal asay, if it's a din in the other karbanos. It's a lav that comes from the asay of the tamid that the other karbanos shouldn't be before or after. So again, we're continuing based on the Torah of Mariv Rabbi Agon Agad Ruchai Mir Harut Shlita. Another nafkamina is when there is already a tamid. B'di'ika tamid. Ukigon. In other words, beforehand in the previous shir, we discussed, let's say there's no tamid. Should you bring the other karbanos or should you not bring the other karbanos? And the maisa, we saw Machlokas. We saw the Ravid, who says that if there's no tamid, then everything's cool, you can bring the other karbanos. But if there's no other karbanos, if there's no tamid, if there is a tamid, then you have to bring the tamid first. But if there's no tamid, you give me that karbanos. Rechaim HaKadosh says no. If there's no tamid, you can't bring the other karbanos. Now even Afkaminim, if there is a tamid. Let's say that 4 hours of the Tamid Shel Shachar passed. So the Chora, according to the Tzad, that it's a din in the Karban Tamid, so there's no more amount of Karban Tamid. So after 4 hours, so bring the other Karbanos. But it's a din in the Karbanos that you can't be makar of them before the Tamid. So just like if there's no Tamid, you can't be makar of the other Karbanos, so too if the time for the Tamid passed, and you didn't bring it, you can't bring the other Karbanos. However, we can say that even if we say that if there's no tamid, you're not allowed to bring any carbon. Nevertheless, but over as man had tamid, everybody would hold its mutter. Because since it's not this man that's royal tamid, it's not likuv. In other words, if it's this man that's royal tamid, and you haven't yet brought the tamid, you can't bring other carbonos maybe. But if it's not even the zman had tamid, so then the tamid is in shaykh b'chlau, and you can bring the other karbanos. And from the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, it's muchach, shegam be'ovar zman ha-tamid, yefshel ha-hakrif. Even if the time for the tamid passed, you still can't be makriv. You wanted to say, according to the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, that if there's no tamid, then you can't bring the other karbanos. Even if there is a tamid, if you didn't bring the tamid, you can't bring the other karbanos. So we wanted to say, but if the zman for the tamid passes, you can bring the other karbanos. But the Or HaChaim says no. Because he says that it's called a mitzvah shesh b'chisaron kis. Why is a tamid mitzvah shesh b'chisaron kis? Because if you're not makir of the tamid, you can't bring any other karbanos. That's a great loss. Based on what we said, we have to understand. After the Zman Tamid passes, he can bring all the other karbanos. Bechitzaron Kis, we suggested, might be that if you bring the other karbanos, they're puzzle. That's the Chitzaron Kis. Upon him here, it's going to be no chisaron kis. Just wait. Just wait until you're not going to lose out money, you're not going to lose out anything. Just wait until the 4 hours pass. So it seemed from the Or HaChaim HaKadosh that even after the 4 hours pass, you're still not allowed to bring other karbanos if you didn't bring the carbon tamid. The Or HaChaim himself, in his Sefer Rishon LeTzion, Brachos Chafav Amud Beis, Divrei Maaskil Shaharei, writes that b'di'evet, if you weren't makriv the tamid until 4 hours, you can be makriv until chatzos. Nevertheless, after chatzos, it's pashut that you can't be makriv the tamid shel shachar. So at least wait until after chatzos, and then be makriv all the other korbanos. And the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says that if you don't bring the tamid, you can't bring any other korbanos. It doesn't matter what time, not after arba shalos, not after chatzos. So it's muchach that if it's a din in the other korbanos, like the Or HaChaim holds, if you didn't bring the tamid, you can't bring the other karbanos either. It's a din in the carbon tamid. You don't have a carbon tamid, so nothing to talk about. You can bring the other karbanos. But if you do have a carbon tamid, but if you hold that it's a din in the other karbanos, the Or HaChaim says that if you didn't bring the carbon tamid, it's a din in the other karbanos, that without a tamid, the other karbanos can't be brought. So this would apply even after the Zman. After the Arba Shalos or after Chatzos, if you didn't bring the carbon tamid, you still can't bring the other karbanos. Another nafkamina. If you are makriv b'shegeg, a karban before the tamid shel shachar, is it now an aser to be makriv other karbanos? L'chor, it's tali in our suffix. If we say it's a din and the karbanos not to be makriv them before the tamid, so b'shegeg, that you are makriv one karban before the tamid, don't make it worse than be makriv other karbanos. But if you hold that it's a din in the Tamid, Tamid has to be first. Once the Tamid's not first, it's not first. So therefore, once you brought the another carbon, then you can bring other carbonus as well. So even though there's still a din of tadir v'sheno tadir tadir kodem, but if you would bring the other karbanos, let's say you brought one karban before the tamid, so you should still bring the tamid, ideally. But if you don't, because you should still bring the tamid because tadir v'sheno tadir tadir kodem, but if you don't, the karban would still be kosher. It would be kosher b'di'avid. So that would be a nafkamina. Once you brought another carbon, you're allowed to bring other carbonos as well. So again, ideally you should bring the carbon tamid because of tadir, but if you didn't, if you hold to din in the tamid, so you brought other carbonos, you brought another carbon, so now the tamid's not going to be the first, so you can bring other carbonos. But if you hold that it's a din, and the other carbonos, they can't be brought before the tamid, so even once you bring the carbon tamid, still don't bring any other carbonos, because once you brought another carbon, if you haven't brought the tamid, you can't bring any carbonos yet. Because it's din in every carbon that the tamid has to precede it. There's a raya that even if you are makriv and makdir before the tamid shel shachar, is an iser to be makdim another carbon. Uvehekdim shte hakdamos. That is that number one, if we say that since you're already makriv before the tamid, there's no longer an issue to be makdim, so it should be min hadin, it should be the halacha, the tamid shel ben arbayim, that we learn, ala ashlaim, that you're not allowed to be makriv a carbon after the tamid shel ben arbayim. If you're makriv after the tamid shel ben arbayim, there's no more iser. Because anyway, tamid shel ben arbayim won't be the carbon achron. As if you say in the morning, in the tamid shel shachar, if you're makriv one carbon, you can bring other carbonos. Say the same din about being makriv after the Ben Arbaim, once you're makriv one. After the Ben Arbaim, you're makriv others. Ketama number two is that Amsachim Nuntes Amid Aleph, Mechusa Kippur, Mishlevi Karbon Chatas, Berev Pesach, we say that it's mutter to be makriv the Chatas, Sheyesh Bo Kares, And that's Doicha, the essay of Hashlam Ayin Shem. If a person has to bring his Karban Chatas on Erev Pesach, he's allowed to bring it even after the Karban Shel Ben Arbaim. It's Doicha, the essay of Pesach, which he needs to bring this Chatas in order to bring the Pesach. Is so the essay of Yesh Bo Karis of Pesach is Doicha, the essay of Hashlama. So now, based on what we said, we have a kasha. Why do we have to come to Taras Tchiyah? Why don't we wait Ad Lacha Sheikrivu Pesach? Afilu Pesach Echad? Veshuv Yachlu Lahak Yuchlu Lahak Yuvchatas Beheter Gamor. You don't have to come out to Taras Tchiyah. It's very simple. Just be makriv. We know that we're makriv the Pesach after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. So be makriv one Pesach, and then you can bring the Chatas. You don't have to come into Taras Tchiyah. And the answer is, it's not going to help. Maybe just because you're a makriv of a Pesach, just because you're makriv a carbon after Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, doesn't permit you to be makriv other carbonos. Each one is usher. It's not that once you brought a carbon after Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, everything is permitted. Because you see, you have to come on to Taras Tchiyah. You can't just bring the carbon Pesach. So then you can learn the same vort by the Tamid Shel Shachar. That once you brought a carbon before the Tamid Shel Shachar, it doesn't allow you to bring other carbonos as well. However, we can argue that the whole mitzvah of Hashlama, Valeh Hashlam, is only a carbon, that the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim has to be last, is only in a carbon that is supposed to be before the Tamid. So if it's supposed to be before the Tamid, there's a din of Valeh Hashlam. But you can't say that the Pesach brought after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim is considered a, that you haven't been Mekayim Valeh Hashlam. You've been Mekayim Valeh Hashlam. Because this doesn't count. Tar was koved, this man of the carbon Pesach is after Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. It's not going to help you to bring one carbon Pesach after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, and then you can bring your chatas. Because even after you brought the carbon Pesach, it's still a kim of Allah Hashlem. So there's no raya from here that once you bring one carbon, you're now allowed to bring others. Because here we're talking, because from the fact that it doesn't help to bring the Pesach and then bring the chatas. Because the Pesach isn't breaking down the Allah Hashlem. Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim is still last. It's only considered a carbon after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim that's usher to bring, that might permit you to bring other carbonos, but not the carbon Pesach. According to this, it would emerge that, let's say it happens that a Mechusar Kippurim was makriv his carbon in Erev Pesach after the Tamid because of the essay of Pesach being Doicha, the essay of Hashlama, then it would be Mutter Lahakriv Sha'ar Karbonos, because then the carbon Tamid isn't the last carbon anyway. And once you're ready Doicha, so the Maisa the Gemara says be Doicha, you can bring your Chatas after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. So once you bring that chatas, other karbanos are permitted as well. In Taka, this is what the Chazanish writes. Chazanish in Horios and Siman Dalet Tziv Kat Yebeis writes, "V'ulai in essay de Hashlama kol karban u'karban shemakar b'achar tamid shel ben arbaim el al rishon." There's only an essay of Hashlama on the rishon, meaning you can't bring any karbanos after the tamid shel ben arbaim. Once you did, it's over, and you lost it. Kevin Shaker of Carbon Acher, Acher Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim for Allah Ushlimu Carbonus Yamal Tamid Shel Shachar. Once you bring one after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, one carbon, then it's the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim isn't the last one. It's not Mashlim the Tamid Shel Shachar. That's what the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim has to be Mashlim Shachar. Once it's not, because you bring another carbon, then you lost it. And you can bring other carbonus as well. It's not going to be last anymore. Lafikach Be'er Be'Pesach, Shenitin Litchos Say Shalom Lamachusi Kippur, Mutul Havi Acher Abchad Deschaylev. So he writes exactly our Nakuda, that on Erev Pesach, once you're ready, our Doicha, And then you can bring a carbon chatas because you lost. Anyway, it's not going to be the last carbon of the day. What would be the din if someone brought them together? In other words, he brought the carbon tamid and then another carbon at the same time. Is he makayim the mitzvah of the carbon tamid being first? So in Tmura, Adav Dalet Amud Aleph, and that it says that if you're makdim truma to bikurim, you're over an aloysis say, now that it brings truma before bikurim, Taisus there brings the name of the Yerushalmi that if you're makdish truma bikurim bevas achas, you're right, you're not over an aloysis say because you weren't makdim the truma, but you're over on the assay. You have to be makdim the bikurim to the truma. He didn't do this, he was mafrish bevas achas, so writes the Rash. Demai reish mishnevov, perek zayin mishnevov. However, the Rambam, trumas, Gimel Chav Gimel doesn't mention that it's Asra Lahafrish Bevas Achas. The Mabit in the Kiryas Sefer, Sof Per Gimel of Trumas, writes that it's Mutra Lahafrish Bevas Achas. So it seems that if you go along with the Yerushalmi in Tosis, that you're now to be makdim the truma to the bikurim, but there you also have to be, yes, makdim the bikurim to the truma. So here also, you're now to be makdim any carbon to the carbon tamid. So not only now it'll be makdim, but the tamid also has to be first, just like the bikurim has to be first. Mara says, "Minayin shlei dara koydim tamid shashachar." Nothing can be before. But part of nothing being before is that it should be first, l'chora. And if it should be first, then you can't bring another carbon at the same time. The Mikdash David talks about this. Kachim Simitesiv Kotnalif Ayin Sham. And it's surprising he doesn't bring down the Tosis that we mentioned. And there's a lot more to say on this topic. This is a huge, major topic. And Emir Tzashem, we will hopefully return to it. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.